Rashi Kufovim Aveis, three Maskomis Bechazov, Klihu, Velo Binyan. So the Mizbech Azov was considered a Keli, so therefore it's not connected to Berak HaBayis issues, but it's connected to Klishoreis issues. Shenem Chubal Adama, it's not attached. Yichem Matatala, and it's made to be something which is movable. The fech needed a kli has it in like a kli. Well, the vayner shalachem upon him. So the terrace is one thing which that goes on the mizbech hasov. The levona was one of the ingredients of keteris, but over here it was just levona by itself was put on the shulchan together with the lechem upon him. They come from Moshe and Asochem. Pligibam Masechta's Menachos Perek called Shtei Midos. The Moraz Machlokes. What is this Moshe and Asochem? So Rebechia Rebbe Yosef Omer Berutzei Midos. It was the overflow of the measures. Shamasapkin Solosis, the people who had contracted to provide the fine flour to the Mikdash, Kibumos, Hektish, they were paid. We're explaining. Berutzei means the overflow of the Midas. We're explaining what that is. Shekibumos, Hektish, Lasapik, Solosis, Koyimat Hashem, they would get a contract from the Mikdash to provide flour, the fine flour used in the Menachos throughout the year, and they get paid up front. So more than the Hektish, they would contract to provide X amount of measures of this flour. When they would measure it out to Hektish, they'd have to measure up a meter mevuretzes, a meter which is expand, it's sprouting out beyond its space. It means tefufa, it has to be overflowing. It cannot be just leveled off. V'hamak rivon, then the person who would take that for the korban, mochek hamida would level off the measure. So he needs, an isorin. They would provide an isorin to the person who was coming for the korban. They would provide it a heaping isorin, but the makriv would level it off. So that extra flour would add up. That's called hey moshe nesachim. So this is Rebbe Chiya Rebbe Yosef's pshat, and that's the leftover of the nesachim. Which the Mikdash would then sell that, and they would use it for the Mizbech Hazov and Levona and Klishoris, according to this price. That's Rebbe Chiya Rebbe Yosef. Rebbe Yochanan explains Mershon Asachim. Ka'oisa Shashaninu, Makabal of the Sapi, call you Mershon Asachim, the Hektish Slosis. So Me'arbo Soyin Besela, the price when they made the contract was a seller for the Mikdash would give a seller, and the going price was 4 saw for a seller. Va'amdu, the price went up. And Meshalish, that right now in the markets, one seller can only buy 3 saw as opposed to 4 saw. The price of the slosses went up. Shenisiakru, that the price went up. The loch is Mesapik Me'arba. That the loch is that the provider still has to give, because of the time when they made the contract, he contracted to provide 4 saw for a seller. He received 100 slayim, so he has to provide 400 saw, even though the price right now, when he's actually delivering it, for the 100 seller that he got, he should only have to provide 300 saw. So he has to provide at the higher price. Excuse me, the higher amount.
100 sloim he got, not 100.
But makabel the sapek mishalish. Well, let's say the other way around, where at the time the Beis Hamikdash contracted, the seller would buy 3 saw. Who's little umdo midalit? So masapik dalit. So the Mikdash had given him 100 sloyim, so he's mechuyev to provide 300 soyin for 3 saw per seller, and now the price went down, and you can get 400 for that amount. So masapik dalit, he has to provide the, a 4 saw per seller, even though when he made the contract, the arrangement was only to give 3 saw per seller. So the mikdash wins in both directions. So that extra amount which would come in the second scenario, so the mikdash had provided to provide 300, in our example, 300 soyin. And all of a sudden, 400 soyin come in because he's providing at the current rate where the price went down. So that extra amount, the mikdash is allowed to take, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and use it to for the purpose of buying korbanos, the ketam is bad. Okay. Shubinyan, so that's attached to the ground. So that we understand that comes from Kachar Beit HaKabayis. It's part of the money which is set aside to address the building, the needs of the building. Okay. Chutz Chemes Hazara. Anything which is beyond the walls of the Hazara, you go in Ezra's Noshim, anything which has to be done in Ezra's Noshim, Vachel, and the Chel was a second wall outside of the wall of the overall Mikdash. So, in the area where the Hazara was, there was the wall of the Hazara, and then you'd walk out and there was the Chel, which was surrounded the Hazara. So that's called Chutz Lachemes Hazara. I mean, it also continued around the area of the Shanoshim as well. But for the purpose of Chutz Lachemes Hazara, it fits nicely. Also, just the walls of the city and the towers. Boyim Mishirayim Hanisor Belishka Kishatarmua Bekupis. So, you have the Trumas Halishka, and you have the money left in the Lishka, that's called Shiore Halishka, or the Shirayim. Okay. So the more I brought this, the first price, so it said, Chamasir Mitosea Boy Mishori Halishka. The more it asked it as a question on Tandre Rishmal, so more says it's Anohi. Dikla Mandomer, the Klishor is with Chumas Halishka Boyin. Rishmal said the Klishor has come from Chumas Halishka, and this price says it comes from Mercy Nasachim. The answer is Machlokes Anohim, where the Klishor has come from. And in the Braisa, we have the Tanakhama says Moshe Truma, they would use it to make this covering for the base kachet kedoshim. Moshe Truma, what's that? Anisha Bekubas Rashkanis Nissan. So whatever they had, the Truma's Alishka had been, which you'd taken out money to use to buy the Kibana Seber, whatever is left in those containers that they used to take out the Truma's Alishka, that's called Moshe Truma. So it comes Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you no longer can use that money, you have to use the New Year's money. For the purpose of this, the New Year is Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So the money is left over in the box from the previous year. So from Rosh Chodesh Nissan and onwards, they have to bring from the new money. So the money left over in the containers from the previous year, so the Tanakhama says, Sipoy the Beish Kodesh HaKadoshim, Mechapim Behem Haritzba V'Aksolim. They would use this to cover the floor and the walls. That's the Tanakhama. Rishmol said, Moshe Truma is for Kli Shoreis. But he said, Moshe Peres, so that's, we've accomplished our Tana, which fits with what Tony Rishmol said before, that the Kli Shoreis come from Moshe Truma. But he also said, Moshe Peres, kol the ketzim is beach. So what is Moshe Peres? Moshe Rebbech Peres, the more to explain what Moshe Rebbech Peres is. The Ketzim is Beach. So what was Ketzim is Beach? Kishuhu Batal min Adar min Adabas, that the Mizbeach should not be left looking like it's forlorn and there's no service taking place in it. If there's any point during the day where the Mizbeach had become Batal, there was nobody was bringing any of their personal karbanos that they'd offered the Dorman Adobis. So Loichel Arlis, the Mikdash would buy animals for Arlis. Umakriben Basel Mizbeach Arbaris Lekahanim. And the law is that the meat goes in the Mizbeach and the hide goes to the Kahanim. And Shmuel says that came from Moshe Peres. Then the more brought that Rabbi Kiva said that Moshe Nesachim was Kli Shoreis, like the Brisa which we had questioned Rabbi Shmuel from, and then the more brought Rabbi Chinas Kana Kahanim that said that like Rabbi Shmuel that Moshe Truma was the Kli Shoreis and Moshe Nesachim was used for Ketzim Mizbeach. B'zeh b'zeh, that is the Brisa, and he, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Chanina, l'hoi moidim, shiu yehesh shum Moshe b'peris. They didn't agree to the concept of Moshe b'peris. Okay. What was So what does that mean that there were what was Moshe Peres? So you had Shiore HaLishcha, which was that was left over in the Lishcha after the Truma. So the Rishmol says that they would take it and they would buy things and they would sell it at a profit. So instead of using the money as is, they would make a profit on it by investing in the things to sell. So that's called Moshe Peres. But Rekiba said, "Veschar Mekitzim Behen." So they would use that. They would buy that from Moshe Truma, not from Moshe Shir Lishka, okay? The Kitzim Behen and the prophet they use, so now they would get back their principal investments. So Rishmol said that the principal investments of Moshe Truma, according to Rishmol, went for Kli Shoreis. And the prophet was used for Ketzim Mizbeach. And then the more asked the question, "My Loizev Zev Zel Lohayimoidim." My Perusha Lohayimoidim. What does it mean they didn't agree? Kedetnan the plug of Bekiva Rishmo below Hoydeloi Shumi Starker Mishal Hektish. The concept of trying to make a profit, Bekiva said no, because Ananias from Malkam Ashiras. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara, Mishal the Medina Siyam. So the Mishnah said. So we started discussing these individuals, who they were. We went from there to this discussion of the young Xeris, and they got paid, and then the more discusses Shoychad because they're getting paid, and the more discusses this whole idea of using money from the Hektish to pay people. Now let's get back to the Mishnah. So what did he say? So a person went to Medina Siyam, and his wife is being Tevei Mazonis. So we have Machlokes, does she have to swear to remove the concern that possibly there's money put away for the purpose of Mazonis? Or does she have to swear only when she wants to come and collect the tzuba? Okay. So the more Itmar, Rav Omar, so the bottom line on Kuvavim Abayz, the top line on Kuzanim and Aleph. So Poskim Mazonis, Salacious Ish. So a case where the husband went to Medina Siyam, Bezdin will take possession of the property to use it for Mazonis. Shmuel Amar ain't posting Mazonis Leishas Ish. Shmuel says no. Okay. Amar Shmuel, Marli Abba. So Abba, that was Rav's name, or that was his title, Tupshatim. Shmuel says that Rav was murdered to him, B'shloshe Chadoshim HaRishonim, the first 3 months that he goes away, the fish ain't of them in the base of Reka. So we have to assume that he put money aside, and now she's coming, and instead of taking the money that he set aside for her to have to buy Mazonis, she's claiming he left nothing, and therefore Bezdin's going to go take possession of his other properties, and meanwhile she's going to have this money put away in the bank. So the first 3 months, Shmuel says, even Rob agrees that you're not posting Mazonis, we assume that a person expects to be away, because in the Ziyam, expects to be away at least 3 months, and he must have set aside money for that purpose. A person does not leave Beis HaReka. Okay, but after 3 months is where we have the machloikis. Are we chosha that maybe there's more money set aside, which is what Shmuel says, and therefore you cannot take from the property of the husband for that purpose? And Rav says we're not concerned about that possibility. So the more clarifies. B'shashama b'shemes, if the report back from the Medina Siyam was that the husband had died, and the question is, what do we do now? So then, nobody argues that we are posting. Everybody agrees that we are posting Mazonis, because once we know that she's in a state of that she's owed a ksuba, the halacha is the collected ksuba. She has to swear, and she has to swear that there's no money set aside for these purposes. So she'll have to swear about the any Mazonis that she got as an almana. She's going to have to swear about. So that this chashash, and maybe there's money set aside, and she's dipping into other property of the husband illegally, we're not worried about the prospect, because she's going to have to swear about it, and we'll clarify the problem. Okay. So therefore, there's no reason why we shouldn't give her Mazonis. We have not heard any report that the husband is dead, and therefore there's no ksuba at this point in time to be collected. Therefore, there's no shua, which is administered in conjunction with the ksuba. So there's no shua. So are we worried about the possibility that there's money set aside, which more refers to a strari, the language of a bundle of he put away a bundle wrapped up of money for her. Rav Aram Poskin, Tom Shubalos. Rav says very simple. His shiva of his ksuba is to support her, whether he's here or not. We need to support her, so he has a shiva on the property. Bezdin has the power to take the property and sell it or use it to support her. Okay, Shmuel number 8 person. So what's Pshat and Shmuel? Shmuel says that no, Bezdin will not do that. My time, why is that the Shmuel says ain't paiskin? So we have a machlokes between the two Amoroyim. Rezid Amor, because Eimet Shori Atvisa. Rezid said, like we said before, that the concern over here is that maybe the husband set aside money to address her needs, and she's squirreling away that money somewhere, and then claiming she has no support and getting double dipping. So we don't do that. Rav Papa says a different explanation in Shmuel. What Shmuel is saying is a possibility. Chashinan, before we can collect from the husband, we have a concern maybe that the husband told her, Shema Omer lo, tzi maisi yadayich b'mezon esayich. So, and they had agreed with this arrangement that he no longer has a chiyuv to support her. And she works, whereas in the arrangement before the husband left, so the luck is the husband supports the wife and he gets her maisi yadayich. He has a right to offer her, she can say no, that one, you keep your maisi yadayim and I won't support you anymore. If she accepts that, she no longer has a chiyuv to support her. So now the husband goes to Dinas Hayam, the chiyuv to support doesn't change. He has no chiyuv to support her because he arranged with her that she should keep her maisi yadayim. So if he had not made any arrangements, so what would happen is his property would have a chiyuv to support her. And yes, any money that she makes would go into the property. But maybe they made an arrangement that he has no shibud anymore. So how can we go take his property, misafik, when maybe he has no shibud anymore? Okay. Where would we see, according to Shmuel, the two explanations of Reb Zvi because of Tzorari, a Republic because of Maisi Yadayim, would there be any scenarios where that would make a difference? Marzika Benayo Gedorlo Veloy Safka Yanami Katana Bisafka. So if her Maisi Yadayim what she's producing are not sufficient to support her, then she's not going to accept this arrangement. So we have no reason to be choshish that maybe the husband said, "See my yadayich b'mezon esayich," because she's not going to say yes. His support is more valuable than the work that she was doing. But the chashash, therefore, in that situation, the shibud is there. If we can see that we know what she's doing and we know what she's making and she can't support herself on that, so we'd assume that and that's been constant for the X amount of time, so there's no way that she had accepted to forgo his payments and support herself. But Sarari is still a possibility. So if the chashash is Sarari, we don't support her. If the chashash is because maybe he made this arrangement with her, we're confident he did not make this arrangement. Or the case of a katana, where in that situation, where Rashi learns the Gemara, that there's no chashash with Sarari because it would not be normal to give Sarari for a katana. We're afraid that she might blow the money inappropriately. But the possibility of her saying that she's willing to, if she's misafka, she's able to support herself, she might say, I'd rather keep my own money and you keep yours. So the shibud would not be there in that case. Okay. So that's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. So more so, let's bring in our Mishnah. Tanan. We have a case where the person went to Medina Siyam, and the woman is coming and claiming her right to be supported. So those you have to swear. So Chanan Omar Tishabah B'Soif, Veloy Tishabah B'Tchila. That there's no chiyuv to swear if she's just getting from a support of mazonos from the husband's property. She only has to swear when she's coming to collect the ksuba, which the Mishnah refers to. That's the soif. But Nechlekolov, Bnei Kahanim Gedolim, the Bnei Kahanim Gedolim disagree. That she has to swear now when she's trying to collect the mazonos, and she has to swear later. And alternatively, if she's asking for the ksuba, she has to swear. For the she has to swear both times. I mean, she has to swear either in a scenario where she's asking for mazonos, she would have to swear. It's referred to as bethila. Because in that scenario, she right now she doesn't get a ksuba as long as she can't get mazonos if she asks for her ksuba. So she obviously did not ask for the ksuba yet. Eventually, when she asks for the ksuba, she no longer gets mazonos. Had she asked for the ksuba right away, she'd swear for that. So that's called besoif. Kurt Chanan, that's how it really plays out. Right now, she's getting mazonos, there's no reason to swear. When she eventually asks for the ksuba, then she has to swear. But something more, so the mission is very clear that we support her from his property. The only issue does she have to swear or not? So that's a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says we don't support because we're afraid about sorority. Or that he said Tima Siyadayef was on the Saif. So that's a kasha on Shmuel. Tirgum Shmuel. Shmuel explained that the case of the mission was. The case over here was that we have back the information that the husband had died. So that even Shmuel agrees in that situation. There's we give her because if the chashash is sorority. She'll swear eventually and address that possibility. If the chashash is simay siyadayef mazonos sayich, the chiyuv of mazonos to the almana is not predicated on my siyadayim. So she gets support and she keeps on my siyadayim. Just there was a tekana that she has to give it to the assembly, otherwise it's going to be eva. When it's out the shibit of the husband, when he dies, that arrangement that she had made, that he doesn't support her, and she keeps on my siyadayim, that ends when he dies. And his shibit and his property that he owes her mazonos as an almana, that exists automatically. Now, will she make an arrangement with the assignment or not? That she has to make the arrangement with the assignment. But this chashash, and maybe they made an arrangement when the husband was alive, and that's binding even when he goes to Medina Siyam, that's when he's alive in Medina Siyam. So she has no right to mazonos because the arrangement was she was Michael, her right to mazonos, and is keeping her maestria die. But when he dies, that's no longer true, and she has a right to mazonos independent of her maestria die. Just because our masakin. This would be the assignment that she should give the Maisi Daim to the son, otherwise there's going to be Eva. But Mitzad, the arrangement with the husband, that's both his key of Mazonis as an Almana, is even if they made this arrangement when he was alive, that he doesn't support her, she keeps her Maisi Daim, he still would be Machiv his estate to support her when she's Almana. So if the case where we heard that he died, of course she collects. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Poskim mazonos top Rashi. Bezin yard the nifse mishal from the nifse yam. Poskim mazonos lishlam. Bezin will seize the property and use it to provide mazonos. Shemar shemeitz kulam lepligi the poskim. Shmuel the more explains in a case where we know that he died. Shmuel also agrees we're poskim. To the mai nechush law. What are we worried about? Ilat sarari. You're worried he put money aside? She's eventually going to collect the ksuba. And according to the Bnei Kahanim Gedolim, she swears immediately. According to Chanan, she only swears at the end. But eventually she's going to swear, she has to swear that she has nothing which belongs to the Yisurim. If she had Sarari, she has something which belongs. She's collecting her Ksuba, got Mazarnas, and she has this bundle put away. That doesn't belong to her, that bundle. She's collecting the Ksuba. So she has to swear that she doesn't have that. So we'll take care of the Sarari Chashash. Maybe that the husband had said, you know what, keep your Maisi Adayim and you'll support yourself. And she had agreed to that. Mishameis, once the husband dies, her Maisi Adayim are not Mishabet to the husband. So the Chiyum Mazonis is that he has on his estate is independent of that is independent of the arrangement of when he was alive. But she does have a chiyuv to give her Maisi Adayim to the Yisurim. Vavhem Yomer Lo came, and they might have made that arrangement with her. So Afulah Hayochel Yomer Lo Elim came Himisratzu. So that's on the table right now. So let's ask the Yisurim, what do they say? They said, well, we said it. Well, did she agree with it? They can't say, well, she did agree, but now she's backing out. I mean, we'll discuss the case. We need her agreement in that situation. He put packages of money, of coins that he bundled up, he put away for her from his owners. Maybe it said that you should keep your Maisi Adayim in lieu of Mazonis, and she agreed to it. The husband might give her money. She's responsible if the husband would give her money. But the Mazonis, the Maisi Adayim, wasn't sufficient. Maisi Adayim for her that was needed for her support. Why? The price of food went up because it was a famine year. So even though she's working, there's not enough money coming in from her work to support herself. Or she had a balas malacha. She doesn't work well. She's not. So her work is not sufficient to support herself. So the story equal to Mechish. So the possibility of Sorori, he put money away for her. That's a possibility. But let's see my Siyadai from his own Asach, Lekal Mechish. We're not afraid that maybe she had agreed to forgo her mezuzah from the husband in lieu of giving him the Maisi Adayim. The Kima because if what she's doing is not sufficient to support herself, she will not agree to that. Inami Ktana Balas Malacha, she's good at work. Mashanim Ketiknon, the years are regular, so the work that she's producing would be sufficient for her support. Basafka, so now Rav Zid Poiskin, the Ovidin is to meet the story of the Ketana. If the Chashash is story, you don't give bundles of money to Ketana. The Rav Papa ain't Poiskin, the Kalamemer, see my Siddiah comes in a Sacham Allah. Maybe he said, see my Siddiah for the Mazarnas, and she agreed to it. Fine. Toshma, back in the Gemara. Mishalach Madinah Sayyam is about halfway down the page, the Gemara. Mishalach Madinah Sayyam, Vishnu Tavas Mazanis. The Brisa says, starts off with the case of our Mishnah. So the woman's being Tavay Mazanis. So right now this issue is Mazonis. There's no Dinshua according to Chanan. It's only when she asks for the Ksuba eventually. So the mission is not this price is not discussing that in the future. It's saying right now Chanan says no Shua, and the Chanan with them said yes Shua. Bimbov Amar Pasak the Lo Mazonis. If the husband comes back, when he comes back, he says, "What'd you do? I made arrangements. I gave her tzrori, and I was posing mezunos for her. I arranged for mezunos for her while I was away. So loch is Naaman. So the husband is believed, and she has to return that which the Bezdin, she has to pay back that which the Bezdin had been posing for money for mezunos for her. She has to reimburse the husband. Rashi points out he has to swear, but when he swears, he collects. So it's very clear in this braisa that he has to, that there's support. The only issue is there a shua? So it's a kasha and Shmuel. With that, we heard that he died. The Mor says, "What do you mean?" Well, in Bo'avar, it says he came back and he said that he made arrangements. He didn't come back from the dead. He came back from the Nesiyam, he wasn't dead. So where it says, in Bo Lach Shmuel, yeah, there was a Shmuel that he died. So based on the Shmuel, that the report that he died, so Bezin proceeded as if she was an Amana, but the truth, it was a mistake. So if he does come back, and he says, why'd you give him his honest? I'd given her money, so he would get reimbursed. Okay. Tosha Mishalom at the Nisayama Isha Tavas Mazonis. If involved Omar Timas Yadak was an Asayak was Shoy, Kabi Bez and Apostle Masha Pasku Pasku, Achanam Vishisham Vishamais. If before Bezin made any arrangements, he comes back and says, or he sent a message that he made this arrangement with her. So Tosa says so. I mean, Bob Omar, once he's back, we'll make the arrangement now. So he's discussing what Tzimai Shadayim Mezad Asayach. So Tosha says it means if he, before he goes, he says, because she has a right to be loved, we had before the previous parak, she has a right to borrow money and get support, use it for food, and the husband will pay back that money when he gets back. And he said before he goes that if she loves him, well, this is what I'm doing, so he had a right to do that. Had he not done that, and Bezdin therefore was Pesach Mazonis, it works. So once again, Hakalem Shom B'Shemes. Let's just see the Rashi. We both were Pesach Mazonis. I had given her a tzrori. It's an amon. So she has to give the money back. She has to reimburse. Now the Brisa says that he, the Brisa says there was a Shmuel that he died, and then he came back. The Mor says Lacha Shmuel, Lacha Shmuel Shemeis. Yeah, there was a Shmuel that he died. But it was a mistake, and he came back after that Shmuel. So in that case, she has to reimburse. Okay, so it's here.